got one.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Vegetable traders oppose relocation from Mrs. Market. Kitwe residents alarmed by construction in swamp near 16 feet bridge. And in African news, a South African farm worker says he was forced to feed women to pigs. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Vegetable traders at Lusaka's Mrs. Market have appealed to the local authority to reconsider its decision to relocate them from their trading area. Speaking on behalf of the traders, Asara Mfumbisha told Kombon Radio News that they have been given a 7-day ultimatum to vacate the market but have not been offered an alternative location. Ms. Mfubisha has stressed that their businesses are the only source of income sustaining their families and livelihoods. She has since called on the Lusaka City Council to find a nearby space where they can continue operating.
Manji wakapoanya. Last time wanapoanya, inangwana hapa kwa drama. Yo sakira kwina ngoma stand. Maisi wena ngo sana tipase kwa isi drama. Maba tenoreti vati wazapoanya. Maa zatipeleka kuti. Paka mwala pa jani po zura. Kusitu mage eti mko zura. Kukamwala kukamwama shop uja mko zuma yaisi. Zatipeleka kuti. Sama vegetables wonse kuno waka mbatu wapoanya in the past 7 days. So pa tipase yela so hapa. Ya kwa na 5 days or 2 days. Mwana waka bopoanya hivu. Maza motantika kuti. Kwa tukuna wakazi watigani zireko kwa mwine wapu anya. Hii semo kwa mwine pameti guli sile. Njumo tusungira na wana. Na wena angwa mwa wena angutani papa atu hapa. Basunga wana wama sii. Mwa wakatipisha. Tuzaa guli sila kutikuina angowa. Chuzeba atu batufunika watupase mado. Atigani zireko wakansi wa mwina wapisha wantu. Tufunika wapisha wantu. Wakupasa ina potantika. Noto wakupisha ni paibe potantika.
Residents of Kitwe have expressed concern over ongoing development and construction in a swampy area located just after the traffic lights before the famous 16-foot bridge on the left when coming from the Central Business District. Kenneth Mwango, a concerned resident, has expressed worry over the development taking place in the area, citing potential consequences such as increased risk of flooding and structural instability. Mr. Mwango has urged the Kitwe City Council to take a more proactive approach to development in the area, considering potential environmental impacts and ensuring that any construction is done sustainably. When reached for a comment, the Kitwe City Council denied commenting on the matter, stating that the issue is still under investigation.
This is already a soaked up area. Is the soccer going to be sustained here? And these are some of the things that we are supposed to be talking about. But we are busy watching, and there is a road where the town planners pass. They are just watching. When people build, then you come and say, demolish this thing. We can't have such kind of things happening. We can't have such kind of things happening. And this has got a greater impact on the nation. We are talking of climate change, but we are neglecting, we are casting a blind eye to such kind of activity. People are building like anyhow. There is no control, there is nothing. And we've got a town clerk who is sitting in the council there. We've got a local government minister who is sitting in Lusaka. What are they paid for? What are they paid for? We are destroying this country. For once, get up and take action. We can't allow such kind of things to be happening in our country.
Constituency Development Fund, a CDF loan beneficiaries in Mukushi District, have been urged to repay their loans on time to allow others to access the same support. The appeal was made by senior citizen Marcel Mwansa, who emphasized the importance of accountability among recipients of government empowerment programs. Mr. Mwansa has expressed concern that some beneficiaries have defaulted on their repayments despite the government's goodwill in providing the loans. Mr. Mwansa notes that responsible use and repayment of the loans would help create more opportunities for other deserving citizens.
It is the same money which is supposed to be given to the people. But now, if they just do it deliberately by withholding that money without giving it back, how are the others not want to apply it, get it, to benefit from it? It will be like they have just thrown that money away and then they want to get it from another money from somewhere else. What is then the purpose of calling it a loan? A loan has to be repaid. And if it's not repaid, it becomes now a burden to the government to give to the others.
A concerned citizen in Kapirimponshi has challenged the relevant authorities to redo the road markings, as saying that this is confusing to both pedestrians and motorists. Gregory Musepe has advised the local authority to consider engaging those that were behind the markings to clearly redo the markings in a manner that will not make road users misjudge their maneuver, as it might result in a catastrophe. In an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Musepe has also called on the authorities to put up road signs to help road users identify what is ahead of them.
Road markings, I think they have to, in certain areas, they have to redo them. A good example can be at the Rukanda main gate. Yeah, there is a zebra crossing. But there was had a place that as vehicles are crossing the zebra crossing, they're not supposed to overtake. So the line there is supposed to be a straight line, not a broken line, like the way it is marked there. That's a very big concern. That's why most motorists there, they have got no chance of reducing. Yes, they come very fast. That's a very big concern. Please, work on that. I think, again, even when you're heading towards the Vinjeo at the cave, there, it's supposed to be a long straight line, not a short straight line, then the rest it's broken. No. It means you're allowing motorists, even within the cave, to make an overtake. Then again, these people from Ratsa, I think they should supervise these people who are doing these road markings.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamele kalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg.